This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany, where he will hold a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting Wednesday on the situation in Afghanistan, alongside his German counterpart Heiko Maas. Before traveling to Germany, Blinken stressed the United States and others are calling on the Taliban to follow through on its pledge to allow anyone with valid travel documents to leave Afghanistan if they choose to do so, including permitting flights currently ready to fly out of Afghanistan to agreed upon onward destinations. The issue has been a focus since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan at the end of August, ending a two-decade military presence and a final effort to evacuate thousands of people from the country. Many people who wanted to leave Afghanistan were unable to do so during the U.S. withdrawal, or before the U.S. withdrawal. That meeting in Germany comes a day after the Taliban announced a caretaker Islamic government has been formed in Afghanistan to be headed by Mullah Hassan Akhund, a close associate of the Islamist movement's late founder, Mullah Omar. The announcement followed Monday's declaration from the Taliban, saying they had conquered the northern province of Panjshir, ending the only armed resistance to their rule in the conflict-torn country. At least 40 inmates at an Indonesian prison are dead after a fire broke out in the overcrowded facility early Wednesday morning. Spokesperson for Indonesia's Justice Ministry said the blaze started in Block C of Tangerang Prison, located on the outskirts of the capital, Jakarta. The spokesperson said the fire was extinguished after several hours. At least 80 prisoners were injured, including 8 who were transported to a hospital in Tangerang. More than 2,000 inmates are housed at Tangerang Prison, which was built to hold 600, with 122 inmates housed in Block C alone. This is VOA News. Twenty people linked to the November